This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The city of Gillette's public pool is over 30 years old, and in the past 10 to 12 years, some issues related to the area at the end of the pool where the diving board is located and some issues with the pipes have prompted city officials to consider a study into the cost of refurbishment of that facility. There's a line item in the city's new budget that would allocate $100,000 for a study. If approved, the city will move forward with the search for a consultant to start the study as soon as July. The long-awaited expansion of the Gillette Golf Club is finally moving forward. The driving range, the first part of the expansion project, could be open as soon as 4th of July weekend. If the four new holes can be seeded by July, there's a chance they could be open for play in October. A putting green and chipping green are also part of the expansion project. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Active COVID-19 cases in the county dropped by two last week for a total count of 56. The Department of Health reports 412 new cases in the state since mid-May, along with 155 probables. Recoveries increased to 563, leaving the state with 458 active cases. Three more people have applied to run for community college trustee in the August 17th special election, bringing the total number to 10. The News Record reports Nick Jessen, Ann Ziegenhorn, and Josh McGrath joined the list of those willing to serve. A man who stalked an ex-girlfriend online has pleaded not guilty to felony stalking charges. The News Record says Jonathan R. Fishbeck remains in the Campbell County Jail after violating an order of protection. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.